Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 251. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here today. To close out the week, we'll read Proverbs 20 from the New American Standard Bible. Pretty much each verse we read in this book of wisdom really deserves to be meditated on. Proverbs really isn't a book that is meant to be just read through. It's better when taken a bit at a time and then revisited again and again. Let's begin reading today's dispensing of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. Keeping away from strife is an honor for a man, but any fool will quarrel. The sluggard does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man? A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him! A king who sits on the throne of justice disperses all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure from my sin? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are abominable to the Lord. It is by his deeds that a lad distinguishes himself if his conduct is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Do not love sleep, or you will become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. Bad, bad, says the buyer, but when he goes his way, then he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of jewels, but the lips of knowledge are a more precious thing. Take his garment when he becomes surety for a stranger, and for foreigners hold him in pledge. Bread obtained by falsehood is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Prepare plans by consultation, and make war by wise guidance. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness. An inheritance gained hurriedly at the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. Man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way? It is a trap for a man to say rashly, it is holy, and after the vows to make inquiry. A wise king winnows the wicked, and drives the threshing wheel over him. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being. Loyalty and truth preserve the king, and he upholds his throne by righteousness. The glory of young men is their strength, and the honor of old men is their gray hair. Stripes that wound scour away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts. May God bless the reading of His Word. Just a few comments today. Most of the verses or proverbs speak for themselves. They just need to be rolled over in our minds and made a part of who we are. My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, has been selling cars for just over a year now. God has blessed her, and she's now the director for the internet sales department at her dealership. Verse 14 of today's chapter made me think of the sales process that so many seem to want to go through. That verse says, bad, bad, says the buyer, but when he goes his way, then he boasts. It's the give and take of, not just the car business, but any financial transaction with negotiating involved. The buyer points out the problems with the merchandise, the seller extols the virtues. If the process is done properly, both parties are winners. The buyer comes away feeling like he's gotten a good deal, and the seller makes a decent profit. And one more comment before I say goodbye for the weekend. Verse 24 says, "Man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way?" The last part is better translated, "How can a man understand his own way?" It's true, our lives are in God's hand. He knows where He wants us and what He wants us to do and be. We sometimes think that we're planning and running our own lives, and to a certain extent we are, since we do have the freedom of choice. But God's ultimate overarching plan for creation will be accomplished. Doesn't it seem foolish to think that we can challenge God? Doesn't it seem wiser to acknowledge His Lordship and follow Him one step at a time and allow ourselves to be in harmony with His plan? If our plan is in conflict with His, all our planning will be for nothing. I would much rather give myself to Him and have the assurance that my life will have meant something when I stand before Him at the judgment. My ultimate goal is to hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." What do you think? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 251. Or even easier than that, tweet me at @_SteveWeb_ and then #LifespringMedia. A couple of days ago, a voiceover colleague of mine, Terry Daniel, at Voiceovers by TD, tweeted, "Great stuff, Steve." I consider that high praise, as Terry is a well-known and much-respected VO guy with a large social media presence. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.